Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Hannebrink. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hobby covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hannebrink settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett strikes out. Two outs. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 1 in the game. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst fields it and throws to second for the out. Walls scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pavko strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdette hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shane Dienst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Torre reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hobby drops the ball. Torre moves to third. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 2 in the game. Hannebrink is hit by the pitch. Aaron moves to second. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pavko hits a line drive towards third. Gorel catches it and throws to second to double up Aaron. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a fly ball towards left. Morin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Morin. Logan moves to second. Casey Wise pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to third. Crandall moves to second. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-3 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goral fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Logan scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Shane Dienst moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Ed Meyer now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Goral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goral is 0-for-2 in the game. Goral hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pafko strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Taylor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Don McMahon. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Crandall moves to second. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Don Elston. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hanny Brink settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-4 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.